Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show on TKJingles.com and is frequented by the loyal but often strange littles who follow Tony Kornheiser. Today's episode is brought to you by Kirkland Signature Shirts. For those times when you're buying a new TV or some tires and want a new dress shirt, Kirkland Signature. This is the first show back from Tony coming back on the radio, and I wanted to thank you all who are listening for sticking around. I've gotten a lot of nice emails over the summer, and especially the last few weeks, from folks telling me that they really appreciated this podcast to help them get through the summer delay and the vacation that Tony was on, and they just wanted to send those thanks. But I hope that now that Tony's back, you'll stay here and want to hear me chat and sing some of these songs and do all this nonsense. Also, now that Tony's back, you probably have a huge queue of podcasts if you listen to his show. So I'm going to cut down on the length of the show a little bit so that you can listen to it all. If I give you 50 minutes every week, you may not listen to that. So send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know if you like that idea. Let me know if you want to hear something different. But I will try to keep the music going and keep some of the silly stories going and keep this podcast going for a while. So today we've got some great new jingles up front. I'm not going to spend too much time talking. We're going to get right to that. Then we have a new feature I'm pretty excited about, TK Trivia. A lot of you send me questions every week on Twitter or via podcast@tkjingles.com. And I really resisted being the trivia guy because I don't know a lot of this stuff. So I thought, you know what? Why don't I go out and ask the other littles who listen to the show a hell of a lot longer than me to answer some of your questions? So if you have questions about Tony's show that you just don't get, send them to podcast@tkjingles.com and we'll feature them here with a loyal little helping to give you an answer. Then we're going to have a little Jerry story time. I promise it won't be long, but a little story I wanted to share, a couple of classic tunes, and then an awesome mailbag. So without further ado, I wanted to start it off with a song dedicated to the sales weasels of ESPN 980. For those of you that listen to Tony's podcast, you may have noticed that the Same Day Tony podcast that's been such a blessing to all of us was squashed by the sales weasels this week. So we're all back now to the 24 to 48 hour to 72 to whatever the hell they feel like delay. And this first song, Learn, a parody of the Eagles. I don't want to spoil the title. It's an Eagles parody. It goes out to the sales weasels. Then we have Get It On, Manga Gong by John Fitzpatrick. My parody of Lean On Me, which is a joke on the story that Gene McManus and Tony were talking about the seat rests on airplanes. Josh Cromwell with Mike's Heart Will Go On. I'm a sucker for any songs about Wilbon, so I had to play this. Here Comes Mr. Tony's Mailbag by Patrick Moffat, a Monty Python theme. I'll Be Back, the song that I worked on over the summer for Tony's first show back after Labor Day, a Beatles parody. Hornaday Nights, a collaboration by Bill Bardo and Brad Weiss, and The Old Man by Joe Arrow.
Mr. Tony finally came back right after Labor Day. But most of the world doesn't know that because of the podcast delay. The cheese boy said the delay would end. They'd researched a new business model, but it's deja vu all over again. The weasels never will learn how to sell. Learn how to sell. Oh, I believe in you weasels, I believe. You're gonna sell someday, you're gonna sell real good.
Your orange and bald got a show, radio littles love it. Your orange and bald, oh yeah. Plus you're fat and you're old, you got your teeth in a glass there beside you. You're back for more cash, you're my guy. Read some mail without fail. Read some mail. Read some notes for the folks. Read some notes. You got a nice car, Cadillac. In the back, you keep your golf clubs. You drive a CTS, oh yeah. rich old man with a tan and a cape and a top hat. At one time rocked a fro, oh yeah. Read some mail without fail. Read some mail. Read some notes for the folks. Read some notes.
Sometimes when I fly, I want to rest. I'd like to recline, but that would be rude. So I lay my head on a tray next to my food. Don't lean on me, the hens say it's wrong. Bash your head with my fists or my carry-on. Please remember this song and keep your damn seat in the upright position.
Rose make layups, and he knows his knee will hold on. Far across the holy in LA and Cleveland, he knows Rose's knee will hold on. Humble MVP and the goals when he's dead. The dreams of Mike Wilbon. Rose is here, there's nothing Mike fears, and it means that Mike's heart will go on. He'll stay forever in good shape, and they're safe in first place in the heart of Mike Wilbon.
So we were a little sad and maybe a little mad when Tony went away all summer long. But don't you worry, littles, when football comes, just listen. The old man will be whining soon enough. So here comes Mr. Tony's mailbag. Write him a note, he'll send you some swag. Though our lives were pretty rotten, Tony was soon forgotten, as Jerry helped us laugh and smile and sing. But now the TK's back, we're ready for some yak from Nigel, Gary, Aldridge, Griffs, and Gene. So here comes Mr. Tony's mailbag. We are all so glad that you're back.
You know that we really your show, but now you're back again. And I've been writing jingles since July, so I'm glad you're back again. That you would realize that the littles needed you, and the weasels knew it too, and Will Bond's not surprised. No, no. So there, on behalf of littles everywhere, I'm glad you're back again. She was the film critic for the Washington Post. He was a Long Island boy on his own. She reviewed films calling into his radio show. He never went anywhere too far from home. Never too far from home. She took his hand and she led him out to the West End. They watched the lesbians coming of age. They drove for miles and miles starting at PTI. He left really early and so missed the end. In those Chevy Chase nights, in those Chevy Chase hills, she was loving Paul Rudd. He was not really thrilled. All those Washington nights in those Rock Creek Park hills, above all the lights, she had great writing skills.
Jingles penned and emails to send. Maybe soon he'll be back. I hope and pray he says that he's willing to sign a new contract. And if all those songs I wrote don't make it on the show, well, I will still send him free snacks. And maybe the old man will bring back the old fans. Old jokes about moose cans will sound new. And maybe he played golf on all of those days off. And maybe he tried to write haiku. And maybe he had the fly, so he got real high, like he's been known to do. And maybe the old man got a new deal from Dan, 'cause vacation time is through.
It's time for trivia, trivia, some really stupid trivia. You sent me some questions and now I'll let somebody talk. Somebody talk, let's let another little talk.
Okay, welcome to TK Jingles Trivia. I get questions all the time. You can email me podcast@tkjingles.com or tweet me @JerryNegrelli if you have one. Or if you'd like to contribute, if you've been listening to Tony's show for a while and have an interesting answer, please feel free to contact me and let me know. I'd love to feature you here. So this first question refers to something that was mentioned on last week's show, OPN, the Old People Network. And the answer today comes to us from Josh Cromwell.
Okay, so if you're listening to the September 5th edition of the show, or if you hear it next month on podcast, you heard Shad make reference to the Old People's Network when Arch was on the show. So the OPN dates back to 2008 during the Washington Post Radio / 3WT phase of the show. The late Joe Barber at that time was doing movie reviews for something called the Retirement Living Network. And of course, Tony just heard this name and thought this was just the funniest thing and thought that they really should just be honest about it and say what it really was, the Old People's Network. So from there, of course, it sort of took on a life of its own. Littles would write in and suggest different ideas for programming, which, as you might guess, included lots of Golden Girls marathons. And then Arch Campbell developed his own segment for the show, which was called When Did This Happen?, in which he'd look at some piece of technology and would say, well, when did this happen? Like, I was walking down the street and someone was taking a picture with their phone. When did this happen? Phones that take pictures. And so that is sort of the genesis of the Old People's Network, or OPN, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Oh, that was awesome. Josh Cromwell from Moselle, Mississippi. Thank you so much for kicking off that segment. One of what I hope will be many Littles joining in to join the conversation on the TK Jingles podcast. Again, send me your notes, send me your questions. Podcast at tkjingles.com. Let me know what you'd like to know the answer for, and I'd love to feature it there. Next, I wanted to tell a brief story here. I've gotten several emails saying, you talk too much, just play the damn songs, but I'm going to talk a little bit. Doing this podcast and these jingles, I basically am famous in my own mind and to my two-year-old daughter. But every now and then, there's some experience out there in the real world that reminds me that I'm not the only one that listens to this. So I went to the Total Wine last week to buy some ginger beer, which is like ginger ale, but it's a little bit, I don't know, gingery or something. It's slightly different, but it's hard to find. So I went to the Total Wine, the beverage store where they have it as a mixer, and I was trying to find it, and I went in there, and it was Tony's first day back. It was Tuesday, so I was wearing my TK Jingles shirt as kind of an homage, if you will, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, I couldn't find it on the shelf. I looked everywhere. My two-year-old was with me at the time, just the two of us shopping, and I asked the attendant, I said, hey, you know, I've been looking for the ginger beer. I can't find it anywhere. Do you have any? And he said, well, no, looks like we're all out. Looked in the computer, yeah, I don't know. I don't think we have any. I guess, you know, I'm sorry. I guess we don't have anything. Oh, by the way, what is that shirt you're wearing? TKJingles.com. Are you a fan? I said, am I a fan? Yeah, I'm Jerry Negrelli. Why do you ask? I said, oh my God, I'm a huge fan. Oh, wait a second. Let me go in the back. I think we probably have some of that. It's for you. I bet I could try. I could find some. So anyway, so Kevin is his name. Nice guy. He went in the back and found a case of this ginger beer that I promptly purchased and brought home. And it was just so funny. Michelle, when I came home and told her the story, was horrified that there was some smidge of celebrity or whatever, that somebody actually knew who I was and was willing to do me a favor when they otherwise might not have been. And so I just wanted to share that story. It was I have limited experiences. You know, I have a TK sticker on my car, and every now and then somebody will see me and will say something and say, oh, TK sticker, are you a fan of that show? That's great. And I'm always tempted to say, oh yeah, I'm a fan. And, you know, by the way, I'm Jerry Negrelli. Oh, ho, ho. You know, just cause I would like to have some acknowledgement other than, you know, virtual relationships and my own family. But I always resist because it just seems so tacky to ever say anything. But that was one rare moment where I happened to be wearing that stupid shirt, and I happened to come across somebody who knew what it meant, and I thought it was pretty funny. I just thought I would share it here. So we played some songs from this past week, the first week of 2014 of the news show, and I thought it would be appropriate in the classic mailbag segment to go back to three songs that were from September of 2013. Back when this whole thing was really getting started and new voices were being added to the mix and we really were launching the website and getting this going. So first up, we have Patrick Moffitt, then John Welsh, and then KJ Onstad.
It's automatic when he gets on airplanes. He takes a lot of drugs to shut down his. Thank you.
order to get into work. Yes, and how many tears must an orange man cry? 'Cause Raju Narasetty is a jerk. Yes, and how many years can the podcast exist before Tony learns how to twerk? The answer, my friend, is in Tony's mailbag. The answer's in Tony's mailbag.
Welcome to the TK Jingles mailbag. So, yes, as I alluded to there on that intro song, please rate this podcast. Go to iTunes or Stitcher or anywhere else that you happen to listen to it. Leave some feedback. I'd love to read it here. There's a lot of good feedback for this podcast. In fact, a few folks have complained that my voice is too quiet on the podcast, so I've tried to adjust that. If you feel like I've addressed that, why don't you leave me some feedback? If you just want to tell me what you had for lunch, leave me that feedback. That's fine. But anyway, you also can leave feedback for the app and all that stuff. This week, we mostly have email and a few tweets, so not many reviews left, but I'd love to read those reviews. First up, I also got some physical mail. Gregory Heitman was nice enough to send me a really nice note and two copies of his book called Teener Baseball, which is available on Amazon.com, and I wanted to thank Greg for that. I also have gotten many, many encouraging emails, tweets, things like that, responding to some of the negativity, just letting me know that, you know, some of you are listening. Please keep sending that, podcast@tkjingles.com. Tweet me at Jerry Negrelli. I do get periodic negative notes, nasty notes, so it's always good to hear the nice ones, and it helps to drown out the rest of it and know that those are the exceptions to the rule. So let's get right to the mailbag here. First up, we have an email from Rhonda Pazzolero. She says, please no more parodies of awful, soulless current pop music. Unless your target audience is 9-year-old girls and people not smart enough to tell the difference between decent music and really, really terrible music, I don't know what an Iggy Azalea is, and I never want to find out. So, Rhonda, I don't know what an Iggy Azalea is either. And frankly, I do those songs to try to keep it fresh. I mean, I can do Billy Joel and oldies all day, but you know, I try to do something a little bit different. So please, I appreciate your patience. I try to have an eclectic mix on this podcast and on the website. When you do 200 songs, I think if you just did 200 Beatles songs, it'd be pretty damn monotonous. So there will be some that are going to be a little bit different that you may not like. Just fast forward through those and skip to the next ones. Then we have a note here for Dan in Columbia. He says, I just wanted to thank you for both TK Jingles, Nigel's Rubbish Bin, and the iPhone app. They've kept me laughing all summer, and all your work is very appreciated by not me, but by all the littles. Keep up the good work and keep us smirking and laughing. I do love the interviews, so when possible, keep them coming. And on that note, next week for the September 15th show, I hope to have Kevin Sheehan on here. So if you have a question you'd like to hear Kevin answer, please send it to me, podcast@tkjingles.com. I've already got a pretty good lineup of questions to ask him, but if there's something else you'd like to throw into the mix, please feel free. Then we have a note here from Jacob C., and this is a really long email, so I'm going to try to just abbreviate and give you the highlights here. It basically says that I asked for constructive feedback, and he says, frankly, Nigel's Rubbish Bin is better because it's shorter and there's far less talking. But on a more positive note, the interviews so far are good and entertaining. If the interviews are what make the pods go a little bit late, that's fine because it has a purpose. So I guess my other talking has no purpose. I don't know. I don't think I'm rambling too much, but you know, maybe. You know, I'll try to cut down on that, especially now that Tony's back. And then there, I'll skip the rest of that. Just some knocks on some of the less than stellar tunes that were included in the Rubbish Bin. They're all great. They all have their merits. You know, people are trying, so I'm not gonna knock on any of those. I love the fact that we were able to play and share those with you. If you haven't heard Nigel's Rubbish Bin yet, there's 9 episodes. They're about 15 to 20 minutes each. They're real short. You can listen to them, you know, in the car, in the shower, whatever. You know, when you're mowing the lawn, it's really quick, really easy. And it's got, I don't know, 100 songs by people mostly other than me. So it's great. If you haven't checked it out yet, it's complete. It's done. It's on iTunes. It's on my website. Go check it out. Then we have some tweets here. First is by James LeBlanc. He says, thanks so much for helping me get through the summer months without TK. You made my job much easier to get through. Then a note here from Nuts from Wine. Thanks for helping to keep the TK spirit alive during the summer break. Sox Nerd, thank God Tony is returning. I miss the window reads. And then a note here from Al Grabe around the whole podcast delay and the nonsense, the fact that despite the promises that were made to the cheese boy or whatever else, that the damn thing is still going here, going on 3 years now. Anyway, Al says, we can send a monkey into space and have him pick football games, but they can't end the delay. It's a monkey, people. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. And then last, we have a tweet here from Matt Turk. He said, it is actually kind of weird to hear the jingles on the actual show right now. And it's funny because, you know, I've been doing this podcast without Tony around for about 10 weeks. And, you know, it was kind of weird now that he's back and I hear it on the radio. It is still validating and it's still exciting to hear them react to it. But it's almost like this other medium that now it's played in versus, you know, the main show, which is this show. And, you know, that's nonsense. This show wouldn't exist without the other ones. So it's time to get back to reality, folks. If you like this podcast, let me know. If you don't like it, you want me to change something, let me know. Thank you very much to Josh Cromwell for helping me out today. Mike and Burke should be joining in a week or two. If you'd like to help, if you have a question or if you'd like to do a read, send me a note. I'd love to include it here. This podcast will march on. Hopefully Tony will be on the air for a long time. We've got a great season ahead of you. Be sure to be here next week for Kevin Sheehan and what I hope will be an excellent and possibly a little bit longer podcast. Thanks again.
Tony, I don't know why you beg for ice cream.
Because it's good.